Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by Manipro, providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. Manipro, nurturing life. My name is Andy Schneider, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer and author of The Chicken Whisperer's Guide to Raising Chickens. My co-host is poultry advocate and author of City Chicks, Chicken Tractor, and other great titles, Pat Foreman. Today is Wednesday, September 7th, and I would like to thank all of you for tuning in this afternoon on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show that is broadcast around the world. This radio show is all about keeping backyard poultry, show poultry, and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. You can follow the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show 24 hours a day at our website, chickenwhisperer.com. That's chickenwhisperer.com. From there, of course, you can follow us on Twitter and become a fan on Facebook. If you're listening live today on Blog Talk Radio, I invite you to join us in the live chicken chat room that's going on right now. You can talk with other backyard poultry with the Chicken Whisperer fans and other chicken owners from around the country. You can also ask any questions you may have for our special guest when we have them on. If you're listening live right now, all you have to do is scroll down a little bit on your computer screen. The chat room automatically opens up. You're automatically in the chat room registered as a guest, but we would like for you to go ahead and register with Blog Talk Radio. That will get you your own unique, fun, and creative screen name. Then you too can come on in, sit a spell, have a great time, meet some new friends, and talk all about our passion and hobby of backyard poultry, show poultry, sustainable living, urban farming, urban gardening, preparedness, and a whole lot more. I would also like to invite you to mark this radio show as a favorite and request to be on our friends list while you're there at Blog Talk Radio. We hope you'll take a moment to do this today. And again, I want to thank you all for tuning in to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by Manipro. Manipro is committed to providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. No matter the animal, no matter the product, you can be certain that Manipro cares as much about the well-being of your flock as you do. So try one of the many poultry products offered at a retailer near you. Manipro, nurturing life.
Designed for starting and growing game birds, turkeys, ducks, geese, and broilers, Manipro's Game Bird Showbird Crumbles feature 24% protein and a combination of vitamins, minerals, and yeast culture. This complete feed does it all, from growth and weight gain to healthy development and even improved digestion. So next time you're starting some new birds, try Manipro's Game Bird Showbird formula and see the difference.
You've ordered your new baby chicks and even have the brooder prepared, but now it's time to order that new chicken coop. My Amish Goods offers quality-built chicken coops for every size, flock, and budget. They have many styles and colors to choose from and will ship them fully assembled right to your front door. Act now and receive a special upgrade at no additional charge. Visit them online at myamishgoods.com. That's myamishgoods.com.
Looking for an all-natural way to keep your flock healthy from intestinal parasites? Tired of wasting all those eggs due to a long withdrawal period? The answer is Vermex. With no artificial chemicals, Vermex has been a huge success for many species, offering a completely natural way to address intestinal hygiene control and improve general health. Check out the online store at www.vermexusa.com vermxusa.com to see what products you need to keep your animals healthy. Vermex, natural control of intestinal parasites.
Pictures of chickens on aprons are common across America, but picture a chicken wearing an apron and you'll probably get a good chuckle. Laugh if you must, but nothing protects hens better than the Hen Saver Hen Apron. Hen Saver Hen Aprons protect your hens from the damage caused by an overly affectionate rooster and may even provide protection from an unexpected hawk attack. Hen Savers come in several different sizes to fit both bantam and standard-sized hens and roosters. Colors include camo, denim, navy, brown, khaki or black, and soon pink. Crazy K Farm is expanding its already colorful Hen Saver collection to include the color pink. A portion of their sales will be donated to organizations that fund breast cancer research and awareness. Order your Hen Saver aprons today at hensaver.com. That's hensaver.com.
Established in 1957, GQF has become the name to trust when it comes to quality products and superior customer service. GQF offers a wide range of poultry products, including incubators, brooders, feeders, waters, and much, much more. Give them a call at 912-236-0651 or visit them online at gqfradio.com. That's gqfradio.com.
And the mighty bird against prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chicken.
Alrighty, thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. It is now time to bring on, you guessed it, my wonderful co-host, poultry advocate and author of many great titles, I'm host queen herself, all-around lovely young lady, Pat Foreman.
Easy, easy.
I said all-around great lady, not well-rounded, you know, lady. I said all-around great young lady.
It's getting deeper.
You could get mad if I said well-rounded young lady.
Well,
got to be
so
careful when you announce on the radio. Let me tell you,
we got my words straight. At least you didn't call me a calendar girl. That's really an improvement.
Yes, absolutely. And new star of the British Chicks calendar.
I'm sure there'll be an American version before too long.
Oh, yes. My word.
That was so funny. Oh, my God. That was for our listeners who didn't listen in yesterday. There's a calendar being put out in England that is for the benefit of heritage breeds, and it's done by the Poultry Club, the British Poultry Club. And they're doing buff varieties besides buff Orpingtons and buff Bantams. They're doing the buff club members. Oh, dear.
Let's see.
Anyway, here we go, Whisper.
We would only need 12 young ladies, so let's see who we have in here in the chat room. I'm looking down. We have Dragon Flyer. We've got Fiona.
Oh, Fiona would do it.
We've got Fiona.
There.
Let's see. We've got Pam's in there and Sandy's in there. We got Tally and Tater. So we're about halfway there. It's a little light in the chat room today. It has been the last couple of days. So I guess people are still at the beach or still enjoying their extra long weekend. So,
yeah.
But there's no telling how many, until later on when we get the reports, but how many live listeners we have. I'm sure it's in the hundreds. We're at an all-time record number of listeners right now than we've ever had. We're approaching our third year of broadcasting, and we've got all of our great sponsors have signed on. I've got some deals working with a couple of sponsors that I think will be great for all of our listeners, so I'm really excited about that. I'll keep everybody posted as soon as we do for our new fall season. But you are right, today is Wednesday. It is hump day. Yes, you heard it. It is hump day. And, of course, the only place you can't say that is in the gynecologist office. So you have to be careful there when you're visiting. But it is hump day today. It's halfway through the work week. Friday will be here before you know it. You know it always is. And we have always fun, frivolous, frisky, fabulous rated R for Rooster Fridays, as Pat said. And today we have Arlena Schott is here. It is Garden Wise Living with Arlena today, being the first Wednesday of the month. And it looks like our topic today is going to be dividing Iris. And that's very painful for Iris. I knew her in high school, and dividing Iris is very, very tricky. But no, dividing Iris and perennials. Dividing Iris and perennials, and so that's going to be our topic today. And anything else you may have questions about in our chat room, or if you want to call in and ask Arlena some gardening questions, that is perfectly fine as well. 347-637. Hang on, it looks like we got an echo. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Pat. I've got some chickens in the news today. Do you have any chickens in the news?
I don't.
I'm going to play an ad from our sponsor for Chickens in the News. I'll sign off, sign back in, and see if I can't get rid of this echo. We had a little bit of echo yesterday, so we'll see mm-hmm. what we can do about that. So let me go ahead and play the commercial for our for the sponsor for our Chickens in the News. I do have some today, and then I'll sign back on here in a moment. So stay with us, folks. There may be a little dead air, and we'll come back to the commercial, but I'm sure Pat will tap dance for you. So we'll be back right after.
Okay. Great.
Since 1985, Meyer Hatchery in Polk, Ohio has been a family-owned and operated business. Meyer Hatchery is a year-round hatchery that offers over 160 breeds of poultry, including chickens, ducks, geese, turkeys, guineas, peafowl, and game birds, plus a full line of feed and supplies. Just need a few baby chicks? No problem. Meyer Hatchery will ship as few as 3 baby chicks. Check them out online at MeyerHatchery.com. That's MeyerHatchery.com.
All right, testing 1, 2, 3.
That sounds good to me.
Now I have an echo. Let me see in the chat room over here. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Now I've got a little echo. Let's see if anybody else out in the out there in listener land has an echo. Test 1. Test 2. Test 3. There's about a 25-second delay, so we'll hear in just a second via the chat room if they can hear an echo. Echo, 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 echo.
How am I sounding, Whisper? I'm
still echoing. Pat, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to have you hang up and call in, and when you're off the air, I'll yap around and see if we still have an echo or see if it's some kind of feedback we're getting from your line. So,
okay.
But Tally says
be.
No echo. All righty, so I'll have you call back in, and we'll test. Go. In fact, let me go ahead over here to the switchboard, and there she just test. Okay, my echo has disappeared now. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. So obviously it wasn't anything on my end or the switchboard's end. It may have been some type of echo there on Pat's end. I'm not sure why, but I hear no echo now. Testing 1, 2, 3. Getting over to the chat room now. Testing 1, 2. Now I have the echo back.
Anything there?
Just...
No, I'm back.
When you're back. The echo on me disappeared for the majority of the time, and then when you came back, I still hear it.
Oh, it's back?
It's back now.
Well, you'll have to take it over then, Whisper.
Interesting.
I can try to call in again.
Let's try that one more time while I'm doing Chickens in the News.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. All righty. See, echo. Nope, I have no echo. It's only when Pat is on the line. So let me get over here, and we'll do some chickens in the news. There were several that came across the wire yesterday that I wanted to share with everybody. Coming on up here. Hang on just a second. This is always good news here. As it comes up, there's a city and town that's starting to allow. Pat, you're back on now, aren't you?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
I hear the echo now.
I'll be darned. So it's me.
Is there another phone you can call in on to try it? Maybe a landline or your...
Well, I tell you what, I can try to change positions. I won't have internet, but that's okay. Is it still?
Test.
You still hear it whisper?
1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Still hear the echo. Yep, absolutely. It's funny. I knew exactly when you signed back on because I started echoing. That's really weird. Are you calling in on your cell or your landline right now?
My cell phone. I'm in Indiana. Let me change to another room. Maybe it's this. Let me go to the chapel, see if I can get a better interstate connection.
Here we go. Post falls will allow chickens on smaller lots. Council also okays law banning sale of e-cigs to minors. All righty, here we go. Post falls. Scratch part of Post Falls animal law. As many as 10 chickens are now allowed on single-family lots of less than half an acre. So if you live on less than half an acre, you can now have up to 10 chickens. It says, Parrington said his wife Amber grew up in a rural community and they wanted to give their 2-year-old son, Keegan, experience with chickens and responsibility. They also wanted fresh eggs and their family, and an alternative way to control insects in the garden. The family has 13 hens on its half-acre property and was granted a temporary exemption while the city considered changing the law. Council members Ron Jacobson said he wasn't aware of any negative comments about revising the chicken law and believes having the birds can be a good learning experience for kids and provide families with fresh eggs. Raising chickens in cities is becoming more and more common, he said. Council member Skip Histon also supported easing the law. I think it's great. We're finally getting some chickens in town, he said. The new law requires setbacks for coops and fencing. It also does not allow for roosters. A proposed law regulating beekeeping was also abandoned, but the council decided to refrain from that because they haven't had many citizen complaints about bees over the years. So congratulations to the folks up there in Post Falls. You can now keep up to 10 chickens on lots less than a half acre. And I'm still hearing an echo.
Are you? Listen, Whisper, I'm going to go out in my car and see if that makes any difference, because there might just be some sort of electromagnetic induction here where I'm at. So I'll call back in just a couple minutes.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, I've got another one here. This comes to us from Canada.com, and of course now the echo is gone, so we've narrowed down the issue, but we will do our best to solve that for you. This comes to us from Canada.com. The time has arrived for backyard chickens. This comes to us from The Citizen. We are very encouraged to see the city of Duncan going ahead with the necessary bylaws to formally allow people to keep chickens in their backyards. The proposed bylaws don't allow roosters, which should take care of any objections due to potential noise. Chickens cluck, of course, but given the fact that nobody objects to folks being allowed to own a lawnmower or power saw to use in their backyard, the occasional vocal hen shouldn't pose any problem. In the past, objections have also included fears of bad odors and general mess from keeping birds as well. We'd hazard a guess that anyone who didn't look after their flock to the point that there was a mess and an objectionable smell is probably the neighbor you're already complaining about due to an unkept property with piles of debris. The point being that chickens seem unlikely to make a good, quiet, clean neighbor become a menace. Very good points here. There are already rules in place by the city to be able to address unsightly premises. How many years have we been saying this? This is finally a town that has some common sense. All these points that they're making in this article, we've been saying for years. Now consider the benefits of chickens within the city. It brings a whole new dimension to sustainable food production and empowers a whole bunch of people to be able to more easily feed themselves good, nutritious local food. For too long, many in North America have been removed from where their food is grown or produced. We look at allowing backyard chickens as being the same vein as encouraging people to plant a few veggies in their yard. It helps to put us in touch with the basics. In a farming community like the Cowichan Valley, many kids have already grown up with the reality of being able to head out to the hen house and reach underneath the bird to get an egg for breakfast. Now kids in the city of Duncan will be able to have the same experience. It comes down to this. There are many good reasons to allow chickens and none that we can seem to ban them. Right now, the public can address any concerns they have with the bylaw. Then we hope it's full steam ahead. So that is an absolutely fabulous article, and it's got a lot of great points. We've been yapping about for many, many years about the benefits, and it looks like they've got some they've got some common sense. So how about that? Pat, are you back with us yet? Okay, not quite yet. She's still working her way outside, so no problem there. Let's see what else we have in Chickens in the News here. I got actually Sever. This one's not quite as positive. City agrees that the neighbor's chicken house is too close to a woman's home. City agrees that neighbor's chicken house too close to a woman's home. Comes to us for Ricardo Gandria from the American Statement. There's a video regarding this as well. For a year, Shirley West says she's tried to get her next-door neighbors to keep their chickens cooped and away from her home in central Austin. Citing health problems, she says come from mites from the chickens. West has complained to police, code enforcement, the health department, and city council members, all who have eventually helped in one way or the other. What I couldn't get anyone to understand, however, is that the chicken coop is in violation of a city ordinance that it can't be closer than 50 feet from my house, said West, who lives on West 39th and a half Street. Okay. Until now, after Statesman Watch called on her behalf, city health officials determined that the coop belonging to Patrick and Perry Bethard violates a city ordinance. The coop is 43 feet away, so we've issued a notice of violation, said Robert Wright with the Austin Travis County Health and Human Services Department. The Bethards have until Friday to comply. We are going to move the coop because we are law-abiding citizens, and we don't want trouble with our neighbor. The Barthards, however, said they are determined to keep their 5 chickens because they're good to have and provide eggs to the family of 7. Here is the sequence of events in West's recent complaints to officials and the Statesman's Watch. She called 311 on June 30th to complain about the chickens and the Barthards trailer parked on the street in front of her house. On July 12th, the health inspector visited the property and issued a notice of violation for loose chickens. On a subsequent visit, the inspector found that they had housed the chickens. Not satisfied, West complained about the chicken coop's proximity to her house via a form in the city's website. An aide to council member Laura Morrison forwarded the complaint to the city's code compliance department. Carl Smart, director of code compliance, wrote on the 2nd to tell her that her coop was found to meet city code, retaining the required 50-foot distance from her house. The city health department again got involved after Statesman's Watch called to inquire about West's complaint. And then it goes on and on and on and on and on. But finally, I'm wondering if this young lady, Shirley West, I'm just wondering. I'm not gonna say anything bad about the young lady. And I'm all about abiding by laws. Again, as American citizens, we have right to challenge those laws if we think they are unjust, unfair, or unconstitutional. But the issue there is that I wonder if she really thinks 7 feet is going to make a difference. That's my whole. If it's 7 feet, 43 feet versus 50 feet, 7 feet, I wonder if she really in her mind, when she's sitting there hanging out, 7 feet is going to make a difference with whatever problems that she's having now. I have a hard time believing that. Okay, I don't see where Pat's actually called back in. So we're still waiting on Pat to give us a call in, trying to deal with that echo. I just went over to the switchboard to make sure and see if she was hanging out or waiting. Just one second here. Yeah, that's my 2 cents worth, is I'm wondering if she really thinks that 7 feet. I mean, you know, what's 7 feet? The length of a king size bed, maybe? That they're gonna move their coop over 7 feet, the length of a king size bed, and then everything's gonna be all fine and dandy. I don't know if she really and truly on bottom of her heart thinks that 7 feet is gonna make a hill of beans difference. Sounds like she just wants to complain. And she probably wants more, but can't get it enforced from Dave. That is correct. You're probably right. But 7 feet can't possibly, in my mind, make a difference. Very, very interesting. All righty, the chat room is slowly but surely filling up. And let me go over here back to the studio. Still waiting for Pat to call in. Let's see if Arlena... Well, you know what? Let's go to commercial break. It's about almost half past the hour. And again, as you heard at the beginning of the Chickens of the News, Chickens of the News is brought to you by MeyerHatchery.com up in Polk, Ohio. Visit them online. And we'll go ahead and take our second break here, and then we'll bring on Arlena Schott when we come back. Maybe Pat will be able to call back in. And we can. There's Pat. Let's go ahead and welcome Pat on and see what we've got. Testing. Hey, Pat, how you doing?
Yeah. Hey, are you still buzzed?
That's a loaded question, Pat.
I know. It's a loaded show.
Let's see. What do you know that I don't? No.
Does
I don't.
It sound better?
It sounds better. I don't have an echo right now. We'll just see what happens. We're about to go to commercial break. When we come back, we'll welcome our Arlena, and we'll get into our show topic today with Garden Wise Living with Arlena. So hang in there, Pat. We will be back right after this short break from our sponsor. Stay with us. Looking for something? Find it online at Bidbird Auctions. Bidbird.com is an online auction service that caters specifically to the poultry, waterfowl, game bird, and pigeon hobbyists. With so many rare and exciting species listed daily and in a wide variety of categories, you'll want to visit often. Join hundreds of the nation's top breeders that have made Bidbird Auctions their new home. And get sold on Bidbird. You need an incubator, think Brensea, the incubation specialist. Brensea has been a world-leading manufacturer of incubators for over 30 years. Incubators from 7 to 380 eggs with high-quality electronic and digital controls, including precise humidity control and programmable egg turning, all at surprisingly affordable prices. Visit them online at Brensea.com. Brensea spelled B-R-I-N-S-E-A. That's Brensea.com or call 1-888-667-7009. Enter the coupon code WHISPER at checkout and save 10% on their incubators, brooders, egg handlers, and other incubation accessories. When you need an incubator, think Brensea. Technology you can trust. Critter-Cages.com is your one-stop shop for all your critters' housing needs. They stock a wide selection of supplies and equipment for rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, mice, rats, ferrets, chinchillas, chickens, and other small critters. Their chicken selection includes chicken barns, chicken coops, and chicken yards from top manufacturers. Your critters will love their selection of quality products, and you'll love their low prices. Visit them online at critter-cages.com. That's critter-cages.com. EggCartons.com, your discount supplier of egg cartons and poultry supplies. They carry a wide variety of egg cartons in paper, plastic, and foam, as well as a great selection of poultry supplies, including incubators, brooders, waterers, feeders, and more. Order online at eggcartons.com or call toll-free 1-888-852-5340. Free full-color catalog available. Be sure to sign up for their online newsletter for more great specials. That's eggcartons.com.
If you're looking for a unique gift idea for that dog, cat, horse, or chicken lover, then look no further than HobbyHillFarm.com. They have a wide selection of gifts for both the home and farm. My favorite is the chicken noodle soup with noodles shaped like chickens. I'm sure you'll find everything you're looking for at HobbyHillFarm.com. That's HobbyHillFarm.com.
Actually, in reality, I am Super Chicken.
All righty, thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Your one-stop shop for anything backyard poultry, show poultry, sustainable living, urban farming, urban gardening, preparedness, and a whole lot more. In fact, we have given away more chicken coops on this show in the last 3 years than anybody on the planet ever. We have given away more chicken-related prizes than anybody on the planet ever because we have the most awesome sponsors on the planet ever. How about that? Pat, you are back live with us. Thank you very much for fixing that problem or going out of your way to try to solve the problem. We appreciate that.
My pleasure. Yeah, I'm sitting here in my car, so I don't have my computer. I can't get a signal.
But it might be that
it's a cloudy day, too, here. There's pretty high winds and storms here in Indiana, so that might be affecting somehow your signal. Who knows? Did I lose you?
Nope, I am still here. No problem.
Okay.
There was a comment in the chat room. We hope everybody, if you're listening live on the computer right now, because we do have hundreds that listen to the archive every day on iTunes and podcast.com, Zoom.com, and many others. But if you're listening live, then we ask you to scroll down just a little bit on your screen. You'll see the chat room automatically opens up. You're automatically in the chat room. We have a lot of guests in the chat room today. I want to say welcome. Thank you for tuning in today. We appreciate you listening. We hope you enjoy what you hear. If you want to join us on a regular basis, you can take a moment to register with Blog Talk Radio. You won't get spammed or anything like that. We don't have that information. It's through Blog Talk. You'll get your own unique creative screen name like the rest of us there over on the list of people who are listening today. And then you can participate in the chat room. You can ask questions. You can get ideas. If you have a question about maybe health issues, whatever the case may be. And I just want to very quickly kind of for all the new listeners, go over our monthly schedule because it is quite, I think, a fabulous schedule with experts in their field. Every single Monday of every single month, we welcome Peter Brown, also known as the Chicken Doctor. He is also the founder of First State Vet Supply. Every single Monday, we're talking chicken health, so you want to make sure you turn it in. The first Tuesday of every month, we welcome world-famous the Heritage Chef, Steve Pope, and he brings us all kinds of heritage breed chicken recipes and the knowledge about that and different ways to prepare different breeds. And believe it or not, you can confirm this with the American Livestock Breeds Conservancy, that even using some of these rare breeds, these heritage breeds for food preparedness can contribute to literally saving that breed, believe it or not. It sounds kind of funny, and I was like, what do you mean, until that was explained to me on the show. But the first Tuesday, we have Steve Pope, the Heritage Chef. And then the second Tuesday, we welcome the American Livestock Breeds Conservancy on the radio show, talking about different rare breeds across the world. On the third Tuesday, we welcome Andrew Odom with Tiny Revolution. In fact, his wife is expecting any day now. He is due to be on air with us here fairly soon. And we'll just have to see. He may be broadcasting live from the hospital. But we wish him and his wife the best. And then the fourth Tuesday, we welcome SPPA, the Society for Preservation of Poultry Antiquities, with author Christine Heinrich. Always great information when she is on. Our Wednesday lineup includes the first and third Wednesday, which includes today, Arlena Schott, Garden Wise Living with Arlena. And we have gardening topics that we talk about the first and third Wednesdays. Right now, the second and fourth Wednesdays are open. We do not have a regularly scheduled guest there because we had Peter Brown on those 2 days, and we now have him every single Monday, so that was a great trade-off. Thursday, great lineup. The first and third Thursdays, we welcome a poultry scientist, Dr. Bridget McCray. She's a PhD poultry scientist, professor, small flock specialist with the Extension Service, and she welcomes the first and third Thursdays, and she often talks about health issues and different issues about our flock and how to keep them healthy and long-lasting. Then the second and fourth Thursdays, we welcome Richard Frudenberger. He is the publisher and chief technical writer at Back Home Magazine.com, and he shares all kinds of sustainable articles with us and topics from predators to solar power to wind power to solar ovens, you name it. He brings that to us, which is fabulous. And then every Friday, folks, every Friday is Fun Friday, and we give a lot of prizes away from our sponsors. We're going to start alternating doing that on the radio show and on Facebook to make sure we cover everybody and make it fair for everybody on Facebook as well to win these prizes. So we'll start doing that and alternating that on Fridays. So that's what we come to you about. Pat's an author. I'm an author. We have several author guests that come on, and we often share our knowledge. We have segments like Chickens in the News, the guest segment, the Chicken Trivia segment. And so we're approaching our third year of broadcasting this radio show live here on the internet, and you can listen to the archive if you miss a show on many places, iTunes, podcast.com, zoom.com, and many other places out there on the internet. So we've got that. I'm trying to see where Arlena has called in. Arlena, if you're listening live and you're just kind of hanging out in the chat room, if you'll go ahead and give us a call in now, that'll be great. I'll wait for your number to pop up, and we'll bring you on the radio show live. And again, Garden-Wise Living with Arlena today. We're talking about dividing iris and perennials, how to divide those properly so we don't kill them and or damage them, and then maybe even talking about replanting them. So, Arlena, if you want to go ahead and call in, 347-637-3237. 347-637-3237. It is just now 12:35, 35 past the hour. And I think last time she was kind of hanging out in the chat room. And in fact, I talked to her earlier this morning, so I know today, she knows today is her assigned day. So, oh, want to remind everybody, too, is that ManaPro, not only a show sponsor, but a show partner, they've got the Happy Homesteader site now, and ManaPro is giving away a $5,000 homestead makeover. Yep, you heard that right. It's absolutely amazing. A $5,000 homestead makover, and through ManaPro and their new site, the Happy Homesteader. And you can get information about that very simply by going to ManaPro.com, ManaPro.com, and then you'll see the links to the Happy Homesteader. And I could really use a $5,000 homestead makeover. Pat, how about yourself?
I really could use a $5,000 anything makeover. Point whisper.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. You could do a lot. I mean, an awful lot with it. Well-placed $5,000.
It could be. I mean, for here, if I had to think about what at this point with all the stuff that we've already done on our homestead, I think I would probably utilize that money to put in a deep well. Cool. And likely I would probably put in a well here, a deep well, and maybe even a cold frame, a big cold frame, maybe about a 40-foot long cold frame, 20 feet by 40-foot cold frame here, so we can even extend along the long growing season that we have here. So absolutely. Hang on a minute. I'm going to mute myself, and I'm going to give Arlena a phone call because I don't see her here on the on the chat, but we talked earlier today, so give me just a second. I think I have her phone number here in the old okay, let me go ahead and get my soup can out. I got a soup can with a string on it. That's a direct line to all of our wonderful guests. So let me see if I get the right soup can here. This one is the chicken noodle soup can, so I think that's Arlena's soup can. So let me go ahead and give Arlena a call here and see if she's having a problem calling in. So just a second. Yeah, sure.
And while you're doing that whisper, there are several events coming up. If I can go ahead and just talk about those a little bit. This coming Saturday on September the 10th, Sally Fallon from the Weston A. Price Foundation, she's head of it and has written the book Nourishing Traditions, the politically incorrect cookbook about the real food. She will be at Polyface Farm from 9 to 2:30, and it's a fundraiser for the Farm Defense League. So she'll be at the Polyface Farm in Swope, Virginia, 9 to 2:30. And then that evening on September 12th at the Virginia Horse Center at 7:30, Wendell Barry will be talking about just local agriculture. There's also a draft horse competition later that night. So 7:30, Virginia Horse Center, Wendell Barry. He's one of my favorite authors and certainly one of the more prominent authors in the U.S. He was just honored at the White House for his work last month. The 16th and 17th and 18th of Pennsylvania At Renewable Energy and Sustainable Lifestyles Festival will be happening. That's up in Pennsylvania. And then the week after that, the 23rd, 24th, and 25th, the Mother Earth News Fair will be at Seven Springs, Pennsylvania. I'll be giving three workshops at each of those, both the Renewable Energy and the Pennsylvania Mother Earth News Fair, and that's going to be so much fun. In fact, Whisper, I found out that I'm going to be rooming with Jeanette Barringer from the ALBC, so we'll have a great time talking about heritage breeds, and she's just a lot of fun to talk to. Just a lot of fun. Yeah,
that's fabulous. I just got an email this Thursday with Richard Frudenberger. We're going to be talking about improving your soil with worms. Improving
right.
your soil with worms. That's going to be this Thursday, to give new listeners out there an idea of what we talk about here on the radio show. I'd say it's probably about 60% chickens and 40% sustainable living, and just about anything else regarding those topics. So,
where else can you learn about improving soil with worms? I've never heard that discussed on any other radio talk show. Have you, Whisper?
I have not. Oh, right here on Backyard Poultry. Okay, Arlena has called in. I called her. She has had a problem getting connected via computer, but she has called on her telephone, and it is now time to bring on our good friend, first Wednesday of the month, Garden Wise Living with Arlena. Hey, Arlena.
Hello there. I'm here.
Yay.
Yay.
So glad you're here. Thank you so much for going beyond the call and giving us a call in today, because we want to learn all about dividing your friend Iris. I heard that she it's very painful for her, and but she's a real trooper, and she doesn't mind being divided, but we want to learn about dividing Iris and perennials today.
Iris is a trooper. She really is. She does a great job come mid-summer, first mid-part of the spring, and then into summer, and then now she just really needs to be divided. She's
yes.
a little tired and a little crowded, maybe, and she needs she needs some space. Really, Iris needs some space.
Iris needs some space, and if you don't give Iris some space, there's going to be hell to pay.
That's right. You'll get smaller blossoms. You won't get as pretty a blossom. And besides the fact that Iris is so hardy, and she's so
I love it.
Temperamental, she's not temperamental at all. She loves to show off her colors when you give her plenty of space and plenty of organic matter. So Iris is really a great friend to have in the garden. Yeah, Iris is. And we can talk about other perennials as well, but let's talk about Iris a little bit. I know my irises really did a beautiful job this year, and I actually have just received a box of new iris to plant in the garden from Shriner's Iris Gardens in Canby, Oregon, which I had the pleasure of visiting two Junes ago with my show, and it's absolutely gorgeous there when there are full bloom and 5 acres of iris. And so I'm really
5 acres of iris, my goodness.
Oh goodness, yes. It's just absolutely, absolutely gorgeous. But anyway, they are the top breeders, so it's really fun and exciting when you receive a box of iris, I guess it's tubers, we would refer to those as, to get planted in the garden. But for now, I have some varieties that are, they've been in a while, and they do
sure.
still blossom very nice, but to ensure that your iris stays happy in the garden, you want to make sure to, in the fall, like right now, or even midsummer, I don't mind. You know me, I'm a rebel gardener. I pretty much do it when I want to do it. But anyway, dig them up, your clumps, your big tuberous clumps. Sometimes you see those iris got tubers just climbing to the surface. That tells us that these gals need to be divided. They're fighting. And, we don't want iris and iris and iris fighting in the garden. So what we'll do is we'll take that whole clump up. We're going to shake off the soil, and we're going to divide up those tubers, and it's really easy to see where those iris roots connect to each other, and they've made other bulbuses and just kind of creeped out. So you can dig it up, dig up that clump, shake the soil off, and that's a great time to get any unwanted weeds out or grass out or anything like that, to ensure that the grass isn't going to continue to take over iris, because she really hates grass. She's not into that mowing stuff. She likes just an all-natural bed. So if you divide those clumps up, which I mean just break them apart, Then you can snip off those top greens if you haven't already, because some of us do that, you know, just to keep the bed looking a little bit more presentable throughout the summer. But if you haven't clipped off those greens, then you would snip the greens off about 4 inches from the top of the bulb, and then each one of those separate bulbs will make us a nice new clump of iris. So then you can divide them up, either share them with the neighbors if you don't have any more room for more iris, or you can put them in other parts of your garden. They're a great filler. And besides, how inexpensive is that? You already have them. She is already giving you color. Let's add some more colors here and there. And again, it's just another great way to reuse what we already have. So very simple to do. Then when you put them in, you would mulch them real well. I like to add just a little bit of chicken manure, just slightly because it's a little bit hot, in with each one of my bulbs, and then water them in and let them go. Next spring they'll come up. Most likely they won't give you a major bloom the first season in. The second to third season in, they're going to take off again. And then eventually you'll be dividing iris up again through down the line, 5 years or 6 years down the line. And it's a great way to keep track of the colors, you know, make sure in the spring when they bloom, or mid-spring, almost summer, when they bloom, to tag them if you forgot what color they are. So then in the fall, you have a tag or you have a diagram of what colors are where in your garden, so that you can say, oh, you know what, I really need to add a little bit more yellow over here, or some pink over here, or some bright blue over here, or maybe Grandma wanted a piece of your yellow, but you can't remember now which one is yellow. So if you would have tagged it when they were blooming, it's really easy to go back there and grab her a chunk and hand it to her and say, here's the piece of my yellow. Yeah. So iris is really easy. She's one of our bestest friends in the garden. But if we're wanting to, I can't even see the chat box, and that's really ticking me off. Are we there?
We are here. I've got a question for you.
Yes. Answer question away. I love questions.
When Pat, this not off topic, but you're talking about iris and how iris is absolutely perfect, and just listening to you talk and being at your website and whatnot. Pat, don't you think, I think this is a win-win situation, and I will let you know the responses in the chat room, Arlena, but I think it would be a win-win. I think we've got a winner here, that Arlena would be a perfect Miss September in our calendar.
Oh, dear. Arlena, have you heard about the buff calendar?
I have not. I'm sorry. I just kind of was off on a little flying excursion the last couple of weeks. I flew off to Chicago, which, you know, we talked. And then I flew to the Far West show in Oregon next Friday when I got home. So I've been flying about. But tell me, please do. What's going on?
You want to go ahead, Whisper. Tell Arlene about it.
It was your news story, Pat.
Okay. Well, yesterday there came across on Chickens in the News a story that the British Poultry Club is doing a fundraiser, and they support heritage breeds and of course all the good things that we're talking about, saving the breeds and expanding their use. So their calendar, they're going to come out with club members, and they're going to feature buffs. Like buff Orpingtons and buff Brahmas and buff women to do a fundraiser. So now it seems to have raised quite a bit of interest in the chat room and a lot of comments. So now they're talking about maybe doing a Chicken Whisperer version of the buff. You can have little chickens strategically placed and all that sort of stuff. When I talked to Jesse about it, Andy, he was just couldn't wait to get back to his Photoshop to start working on it.
That is so fun. That is so fun.
It is fun. Yeah, it's funny too. Their very first one that they had, I can send you the link when I get back on the computer. But their very first calendar girl was a very very attractive plump buff, but quite. With this huge basket of eggs in her lap, with a little tiny, what seemed to me a little bantam chicken sitting on the eggs, sort of right in front of her. It was really quite clever and
that
funny.
Is clever.
Yeah.
Oh, I would love that. Oh, I get to be September?
That's they put everybody's saying it's a great call, Chicken Whisperer. Arlene Schott for the September Miss September for the Chicken Whisperer Buff Chicks calendar.
I want to be September. Let's do this. I mean, I really, really, we need to do this.
Hey, Pat, guess what? Guess who we can have Miss October?
Uh-oh, not me.
No,
yes.
This is going to be. This is even more perfect. This is really coming together. Shauna Coronado of Gardening Nude.
Absolutely, yeah, she would be in there. She's really attractive too. I mean, she looks good in public.
Coronado, yep, and author of Gardening Nude, and she's been a guest on the show before a couple of times, and I think she would be a perfect Miss October.
Oh,
there you go.
Perfect, absolutely perfect. Yep,
there we
go. Was on the P. Allen Smith's cruise ship with us. Cruising the bay there in Chicago. So, yeah, she would be perfect, absolutely perfect.
Absolutely. There you go. So
I know Fiona was up there. She had her hand raised, so that's a good one.
Oh, my goodness.
And Whisper, I would volunteer, but I know it's more of me than anyone would ever possibly want to see.
No,
so I'm just not a good, I'm not a good subject.
You could be Miss March. And we can do this and think about it now. We've got Christine Heinrich, okay, and we've got American Livestock Breeds Conservancy. We've got the young
ladies. They're a wild group. She's a good time.
We've got Dr. Bridget McRae. I don't know. I know Dr. I don't think we'll have any luck there. But
well, you never know. You know, there might be a side of the good doctor that
maybe,
we haven't seen yet.
Just maybe, Pat, though, we could put a long Dolly Parton wig on Peter Brown.
Oh, God. How funny is that? That is so funny.
Oh, dear.
Perfect. Well, you better get this going. I mean, really, because I think
what's the charitable organization that all the money's going to go to, Whisper? It can't just be, you know, for private profit. It's got to be for a good cause.
Absolutely.
No. No, I think you're right. I think there you should pick a charitable exactly. Oh, fun.
Oh, that's great. Oh, me. So, if I am if I've got the iris out there and I've got a little patch of them and they don't like grass, I'm guessing because they have to compete with the grass for nutrients and rain and things like that. What is a good way to try to keep the grass set? Just like I do my garden rows, go down with a pat, just go down the rows with a tiller.
Use a quick tractor.
You can't go down the rows with a tiller.
Thank you.
Only because.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank
well,
you
can. Well, now come on, Pat. I'm on the other side of the fence. I like my tiller.
I know, but
anyway.
I have a backhoe, so.
You got. Yeah, that's right. Well, actually, if you're placing, for instance, I'm just going to talk personally here. My irises are placed within my beds. They're not in rows. They're actually scattered amongst my perennials. And I use my mini, 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 mini Honda tiller to go around and around and around and around. But if you start to see grass or creeping Jenny or, you know, salt grass, we call it out west, or here we call it, you know, it's the same stuff, that creepy grass that gets into everything and it's really hard to get out, you really have to stop that. Because for the instance that you just said, she competes. Everything that goes into those irises competes for nutrients. And then your blossoms start to get smaller, you start to get less blossom, and they even will stop blooming for years. And then people always say to me,
really?
No, irises don't bloom anymore. They don't bloom anymore. What's wrong? Dig them up, shake them around, slap them up a little bit, and say, hey, listen, you need to blossom. So we're going to dig you up, we're going to shake the soil off your little feet. We're going to divide up the roots, break them apart. We're going to clip back the greens. We're going to put you back in the soil after I've taken all the grass and the root weeds out, because I can see those little grassy roots right inside my rhizomes. I can see them. So I'm going to yank out all that grass, and I'm going to make you all pretty and clean again, give you a haircut, put a little makeup on you, and stick you back in the soil, and she's going to do so much better. And then, the following year, usually after transplant, you will get a small blossom, if any. It's actually time that she's building roots before that blossom, but the third year or the second year in, those new, you'll get blossom, and then the third, she's just going to take right off for you. So, yes, that is exactly why you need to keep the grass away from who roots is. She doesn't like it. She likes to be on her own. Iris is a good girl.
Yeah, but that creeping Jenny, you got to look out for creeping Jenny, because she is, I've heard a lot, she gets around.
She does. And her and Iris have been enemies from day one. Creeping Jenny, you know, the salt grasses, those girls are trouble. Saltgrass girls, the twins, they are trouble. They will start out with one, and then they end up with 500. So you really got to keep them separated from Iris. Really, 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 you need to. And creeping Jenny, we don't want her in there. She's kind of a little creeper, and she gets, like you said, she gets around. So she's high maintenance.
There's that laugh.
Iris is high maintenance. Yes, I get to see the chat box now.
Yay! Hey, welcome.
Iris is high maintenance. Yes, no, she's not. Just like any perennial, none of our perennials. It doesn't matter who she is. If it's black-eyed Susan, who's been bashed around a little bit by maybe Miss Saltgrass Twins or by Creeping Jenny, she doesn't like it. Our hostas don't like it. You know, everything, nothing likes those little creepy girls coming in on their territory. So, yes, our perennials are a little high maintenance. But you can just keep that grass plucked out, or if you have them intermixed in your perennials, I have that little baby tiller at my Honda. Oh, I love her to death. I love her. And she just goes around everything, and she's just
I think
so
we're going to have Arlena posing with the tiller in September.
You know what? I am telling you what. If I have people come over, it's so funny. We have guests come over for supper, and they say, can we just take a walk around your garden, Arlena? You know, the perennial gardens. I said, well, sure. You know, I'm always just so used to it, you know, that I don't even think anything of them anymore. And so we're wandering through, how do you keep the weeds out of here? Do you use spray? Oh, my gosh, no, that word, you know, everything kind of wilts away. No. Do you use a hoe? I'm like, yeah, right. Hoe, I may be a hoe, but I don't use a hoe. And then other than in the garden, I can take that back. I have a push hoe that I use, and I have a little tiny, you know, V-shaped hoe that I love because she just gets around little tiny things as you walk through. But for my major weeds in my big perennial gardens, I use my little, she's not a mantis, that is a nasty word. It's a little Honda, and she's just the tiniest, cutest little thing, starts at the full pull. She's red, it's my favorite color, and she's just, I have to always go, here, I'll show you, and I run into the, you know, we're ready for dinner, and I run into the garage, and I grab my baby girl, bring her out, and she's just the cutest little thing, and pull her and just walk right through all the weeds, and oh, she leaves the soil all fluffy. I love her. She is my baby. Yeah, anyway. and then I have the big girl.
How deep does she till?
Just very
That's
shallow.
That's a personal question.
She's not a deep tiller. She's just a top tiller for those weeds. Now, she is a top tiller. She keeps her top on, and she has you can hold her handles, and if you would want her to really dig deep, like I do.
I'm not even going there.
Don't go there. We always go off on this little tangent. Anyway, you take the handle, and if you want her to like cultivate when you're in the garden, and say, for instance, you run her right down the row, then if you want to bring her, pull her backwards, she fluffs that soil up, like for beets or carrots, and throws that soil right back up on them, top of them, out of that row. It's so beautiful, you just can't even believe how beautiful it is. It's just like my favorite thing in the entire world, to play with her in the garden. Yeah.
Wow. So you're saying you sow the seeds and then run the tiller over the top to cover them? Is that what you just said?
No. After they're already growing. You know, after, for instance, your carrots are growing or any of your plants are growing, sometimes here in Wisconsin, especially because of all the rain, you'll notice that your beets are starting to stand up out of the soil, or your onions,
right.
You know.
Uh-huh.
So to cultivate and bring that soil back up on them to keep them growing vigorously,
gotcha.
I just pull her back. Or you can use your shovel and you can use your rake to do the exact same thing. I'm just saying. I'm just Just saying. I just love
it. How many miles per gallon do you get with your tiller there, Arlena?
What's that?
How many miles per gallon do you get with your tiller?
Oh.
Do you get so many tiller miles per...
She's just the cutest little, sweetest little thing you ever heard. She's so sweet. I love her. Mm-hmm. And she's red, and I love red. But anyway, my hubby just went and got a cold shower. I will have to post a picture of my baby girl and I, because she's just my sweetest little sweetie. And then, of course, I have the big yellow one. We've talked about her, and she is the monster girl who, when I want to tear up some sod and put in a new bed, then that's the girl I ask to come to work with me. Yeah, but... Anyway, we got off our tangent of Iris and the and Creeping Jenny here, and well, actually,
let's talk. I got a question. Okay. Another about this related. Fertilizer. What part of the year should we fertilize the iris? Should we fertilize them after we separate them and replant them where we're going to plant them? What about fertilization of those?
Absolutely, perfect question. When I re-put them in the soil, I fertilize then. And I like a slow-release fertilizer or any kind
mm-hmm.
of organic matter right directly. Go ahead and put it directly into the hole when you're fertilizing
mm-hmm. okay.
or when you're planting them. Right directly in. Either your compost that you have done yourself, if you've purchased compost, that's great. Any of your worm castings, awesome. Bat guano is awesome. I love my chicken fertilizer that I've sat and let composted. Like I said, if you want to use some, that's awesome, but let's top dress it and work it lightly into the soil, not put it directly in the hole with the bulb. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect time to do it. Perfect time.
Do you see
and
the question?
How about winter storage?
There you go. Yep, that
dahlias?
Question. Yep, winter storage of
yep,
dahlias.
Hard rock. Yep. Winter storage for dahlias. Now, dahlias should be dug and stored, as we all know, just before the hard frost. Now, it won't hurt anything if you wait till a frost to do that, but you don't want to dig those if they're still growing, let's put it that way. For instance, your dahlias right now are probably blooming to beat the bandits. Here in Wisconsin they are. So let's leave them until the first frost kills the plant, you know, it hits the plant pretty hard. But not, don't wait too long for the killing frost because then you damage your bulbs. So right after the first frost, and you've noticed the first frost, then I dig them up. I shake off the soil. I don't divide them at that time because I can divide them in the spring when I put them out. And then shake them off. I love potato bags or onion bag sacks, anything with aeration. Put them in that, and you can hang them in a cool, dry place. Basements, root cellars are wonderful. Heated garages are fine, but most of the time, depending on how heated they are, if it's a garage that is heated so that it doesn't freeze in there, perfect. Just above freezing, perfect. I have a laundry room that has a far corner wall that's next to where my well casing comes through. It's perfect for storing potatoes, onions, any of my squashes, bulbs, and things like that, potato sets for the next year to use for potatoes. It's perfect because it is far enough away from any of my wood stoves that I don't have to worry about them sprouting much other than but it's not enough to freeze them. Am I stuttering here? Yes, I am. I always try to think my brain overtalks my mouth. But anyway, don't even go there, Chicken Whisperer. I don't even want to hear it. But yes, that is a perfect way to store bulbs and your rhizomes for winter of your dahlias is hanging in a garbage, anything breathable. I don't like plastic because if there's any moisture left at all, you'll end up with a soggy, mushy mess come spring. It's a great potato sacks, onion sacks, paper bags I've seen, things like that are great. We did use some totes last year for some canna bulbs. Those actually worked pretty good, but I ended up putting some holes in the top to get some ventilation because I noticed they were perspiring or there was some condensation going on
mm-hmm.
in there.
Yeah.
So, again, good ventilation is very, very important. If you have a root cellar where you can place some straw bales and throw them in that, oh, that is perfect. But a lot of people have this problem with having some straw bales laying around their garage. I don't, but, you know, some people do.
Now, I have a question. When we're planting, this may be off topic a little bit, you're talking about the bulbs and storing them and mm-hmm. shaking the dirt off of them and things like that. When I was a little tyke, I remember my job when my dad and I would go out and plant bulbs, whatever kind of bulbs they were, but primarily narcissus, daffodils, those type bulbs. Maybe there were tulip bulbs, whatever, any type of onion set type bulb. We would go out and plant. He had his bulb hole digger, and he'd pull out a little chunk of dirt. My job, Arlena, was to, we had a sack of sand, whether it be river sand or play sand or whatever the case may be. And my job was to put my little hands, two of my little handfuls, I figured I was, who knows how old, six, seven, eight, two handfuls of sand in the bottom of that hole, and then put the bulb, reach down and put the bulb there with the sprout side up on the sand, and then we'd break up the clumps that we took out. My understanding all those years was that sand was to help, number one, drainage, and to help the bulb prevent from rotting. Is that still recommended in any? I mean, that, it may have just been my dad's urban legend myth of whatever to do, but have you ever heard of that, or is it still recommended in some gardening books? Do you know anybody else that's done that, or was he just giving me a chore to do to help out around the house? That was one of my fond memories of that was my job, to put two handfuls of sand in the bottom of that bulb hole to help drainage. Help possibly to keep it from rotting, and then set that sucker down in there with the sprout side up. What do you think?
I fully believe that your grandfather thought that that was for what you just said, drainage, mm-hmm. and to keep the bulb from rotting. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm assuming you had heavy clay soil there?
Yes, we did. Let me tell you, heavy clay. Good old Georgia clay.
Then what he's saying, what he did is what I would actually suggest to anybody that has clay. Would to be actually to build itself a makeshift planter in amongst that clay, as you will, to get them started. Once those bulbs are started and it hits the clay, then it has a better chance. And yes, I agree. I think that is just right on of what he did. He was right at what should be done in heavy clay soil. Yes, absolutely. Have I ever heard of that being done. This is the first, and I think it's a wonderful way to get kids involved in gardening, first of all, and you totally understood it, so it worked. It worked 100%.
Yeah, it's just something that stuck with me with me all these years when we planted bulbs at our house up in Atlanta. I got to get a bag of sand, and it's just something that kind of stuck with me. So, very good. Let's see, what time is it? It's a little after one. We need to go to a commercial break, but we will be back and continue our great show today with Arlena Schott. It is Garden Wise Living with Arlena. We're talking about dividing iris and other perennials, and anything else that may just happen to pop up as far as gardening today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Stay with us, folks. We'll be back right after this short break.
When you need an incubator, think Brensea, the incubation specialist. Brensea has been a world-leading manufacturer of incubators for over 30 years. Incubators from 7 to 380 eggs with high-quality electronic and digital controls, including precise humidity control and programmable egg turning, all at surprisingly affordable prices. Visit them online at Brensea.com. Brensea spelled Brinsea. That's Brinsea.com or call 1-888-667-7009. Enter the coupon code WHISPER at checkout and save 10% on their incubators, brooders, egg handlers, and other incubation accessories. When you need an incubator, think Brinsea. Technology you can trust.
Ware Manufacturing has been building quality hutches since 1983. Ware manufactures modern chicken hutches, barns, pens, and nest boxes designed especially for the backyard flock. Ware offers hutches and pens for every yard size and every chicken keeper's budget. Visit their website at waremfginc.com. That's waremfginc.com. Or call them to find a retailer near you at 1-888-824-7257. Ware Manufacturing.
Looking for an all-natural way to keep your flock healthy from intestinal parasites? Tired of wasting all those eggs due to a long withdrawal period? The answer is Vermex. With no artificial chemicals, Vermex has been a huge success for many species, offering a completely natural way to address intestinal hygiene control and improve general health. Check out the online store at www.vermexusa.com, VermexUSA.com, to see what products you need to keep your animals healthy. Vermex, natural control of intestinal parasites.
You've ordered your new baby chicks and even have the brooder prepared, but now it's time to order that new chicken coop. My Amish Goods offers quality-built chicken coops for every size, flock, and budget. They have many styles and colors to choose from and will ship them fully assembled right to your front door. Act now and receive a special upgrade at no additional charge. Visit them online at myamishgoods.com. That's myamishgoods.com.
Mount Healthy Hatcheries has been a hatching tradition for over 80 years. Home of the healthiest chicks, Mount Healthy Hatcheries offers a wide selection of bantams, turkeys, guineas, ducks, pheasants, and of course, meat birds and layers. Order online at mounthealthy.com, that's mthealthy.com, or give them a call at 1-800-451-5603. Don't forget to ask about their free bonus chicks offer. Mount Healthy Hatcheries, home of the healthiest chicks.
Hi, I'm country music artist Nathan Osmond, and you're listening to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer.
All righty, thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, the only nationally broadcast radio show all about keeping backyard poultry, show poultry, sustainable living, urban farming, urban gardening, preparedness, and a whole lot more. And we want to thank you. If you're just tuning in, we're talking with Arlena Schott. Today is the first Wednesday of the month, so it's Garden Wise Living with Arlena. You can visit her online at her website. You can visit her and follow her on Facebook. You can follow her on Twitter. And you can call her any time of the day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at
715-985-3963. No. I don't care. You go right ahead and call me up. Let's talk.
Let's talk about Creeping Jenny.
Let's talk about Creeping Jenny. Hey, you know what? I had an old hen. I don't know if you saw it on Facebook or whatever, but I had an old hen to come out with three new babies. She's like 12 years old gal, and she decided that she needed to nest somewhere, and she did. She comes strutting out with three new baby kids, and oh my gosh, they're the cutest little bundles, and she's just the oldest, scruffiest hen I have, and she's just so proud of her babies, so proud. But anyway, that was just off the
So she's 10 years old. What breed is she, Arlena?
She's a Barred Rock.
Oh, Barred Rock. I do another Barred Rock that at 10. Exactly at 10 years old, she decided she was going to brood a nest and did it so successfully and was so proud of them. And before that, she would lay one egg every spring. That was it.
I think this gal does lay me an egg maybe every 3 days. She's still one of the largest eggs I have. But every 3 days, she still lays me an egg. And she's the oldest one of our group out of the original hens when we moved here to Wisconsin. And, oh, my gosh, she's just so funny. She doesn't want much to do with the rooster, but she obviously had a little bit to do with him for at least three times. But anyway.
Are they her eggs then? Do you know that they're her eggs?
I don't know if they were her eggs or somebody decided to sit while she was sitting, and, you know, I'm not real sure. But They are Bardwock babies. They're already starting to get there because I have a Bardwock rooster, and they're already starting to feather, and they are Bardwock colored. So, yeah, aww. But they do have fuzzy feet, and that is not a Bardwock. So I do have another hen that's a fuzzy-footed, and so maybe her eggs got mixed up in there, but that's okay. She's happy with them. She doesn't care that they're intermixed. She's not prejudiced at all. She just says, "Oh, I love my children, no matter what."
I call them heritage hybrids, and they're hybrid bigger.
Yes. She's like, yeah, absolutely.
Well, we got about 6 minutes left to wrap up talking about dividing iris and other perennials, about 6 minutes. And then I know Pat somewhere deep within her has a bad chicken joke for today's trivia question. even though she's not in the chat room, she had to leave the premises to avoid the echo, and I appreciate that. But I know somewhere deep inside, she's in the depths of her soul, she has a bad chicken joke that she'll have for our chicken trivia today, which will be a nesting box from Ware Manufacturing. I got a nesting box from my good friends at Ware Manufacturing, and so that'll be today's prize. So now we're down to about 5 minutes to wrap up the show first, because I don't want to forget. Arlena, tell us how everybody can follow you both on Twitter and Facebook and on the web and all of that great information.
Okay, well, I'm on Facebook. I'm at Arlena Schott is my Facebook page, or Garden Wise Living on Facebook is my fan page. You can like that one. Then I have Twitter, which on Twitter, my handle, I'm sure that's what they call it, the handle, but anyway, I'm at Green Blessings is me on Twitter. And then my website is gardenwiseliving.com, or Arlena Schott, if you just want to Google it, I come up. It's kind of one of those. Anyway, it's pretty much easy to find me. I post my email address. I post my phone number. I don't care. Call me up. Let's talk. Yeah, absolutely. anyway. Let's see. And I'm teaching a canning class tonight at one of the garden centers about 50 miles from me. I do a lot of that, and that's kind of fun to get to know what's going on in everybody's pot this time of year. But anyway, that's what's going on around here.
Sounds like a plan. Well, you, I guess we can go ahead and we can wrap up the show, unless you had something in the back of your brain you just wanted to share with everybody with our topic today. But let's start thinking now about in 2 weeks you'll be joining us again, and we'll have another topic that I'm sure everybody will be interested in. By then, let's see, in another couple of weeks, we may have some folks across the country getting their first frost here, and maybe even their first snowfall here across the country. So maybe we can make it somehow related to the first frost or the first snowfall, and what we need to do at that time or before that time, or what, you know, the effects to see regarding that. So maybe we can have something related there in a couple of weeks when you join us. And until then, we wish you the very best and want to thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and have a good one, and we'll see you back here in a couple of weeks. All righty, folks, it's now time for our chicken trivia contest. We normally have a chicken trivia contest daily, brought to you by one of our sponsors. Today happens to be Ware Manufacturing. If you have any type of animal cages around your house or a little anything, whether it be a hamster or cat or dog or chicken, it may have been manufactured by Ware Manufacturing, and you'll see a lot of their products out in a lot of the big box stores, both the big box pet stores and the farm stores and the mom and pop stores as well. So Ware Manufacturing. And like I said, I'm sure Pat has an amazing chicken joke to offer today. If you have not won anything from Ware Manufacturing in the last 30 days, then you are eligible to participate in this contest. I will pick the caller, and we'll say caller number 7, caller number 7 at 347-637-3237 if you happen to know the answer to Pat's riddle / bad chicken joke. Caller number 7 for the Ware chicken nesting box. Pat, I'm approaching this very cautiously, but I think I'm ready as I ever will be for whatever
the
joke.
It's worse. Yeah. Okay, well, this is pretty bad, especially since I'm sitting here in a storm almost. It's gray, and it's really, the wind is blowing like crazy. There might even be tornado warnings this afternoon. So, given I'm sitting here and there are ducks on the premises, why do ducks watch the news? Why do ducks watch the weather and the news? That's the question. Why do ducks watch
the weather
news?
Or the news?
Well, maybe it's the weather news. Why do ducks watch the weather in the news?
Okay. Why do
347?
Yep, 347-637-3237. Caller number 7. If caller number 7 does not know the answer, then we go to caller number 8. If they don't know the answer, then we go to caller number 9. 347-637-3237. If you have not won anything from Ware Manufacturing in the last 30 days, then you are eligible for this prize. Caller number 7, 347-637-3237. Why do ducks watch the weather segment in the news? That's what we're looking for. No, if you want to take a shot at it, just give us a call. When you call in, press 1 to talk with the host. When you call in, we want you to press 1 to speak with the host, and then you'll light up on the switchboard, and we'll know who is calling in. 347-637-3237. Why do ducks watch the weather segment on the news?
Yeah. This is Googleable. They can go. And if this one goes really fast, I've got another one. Weather one. Well, we can only hope, though. You know,
yep.
Someone will get it right off.
Prize they're asking in the chat room is a nesting box from Ware Manufacturing. Now, someone was talking about critter cages. Critter-cages.com does carry a lot of the Ware Manufacturing products at their site. In fact, they are kind of hand-in-hand. So they're both sponsors of the radio show, but critter-cages.com, they offer our Thursday prize, but they do carry a lot of the Ware Manufacturing products as well. So why do ducks watch the weather segment on the evening news? 347-637-3237. Okay, when we leave the radio show, Pat, what are you doing the rest of the day?
Well, it's interesting. I've got a very interesting afternoon. There's a place here in Indiana that deals in silver coins, silver and gold coins, and I'm going to go up with my brother and my mother to visit them, and she's got a bunch of both copper and silver dollars and that sort of thing. And we're just going to either buy some silver or sell some silver. I'm not quite sure what yet, but my brother kind of buys into the theory that the economy is really going to crash. So he's been buying these dimes and quarters that are silver.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
So that's where we're going to go up there and just kind of make it a family outing.
Right now, that's probably the best value on silver. We a lot of times call it just junk silver because it's all those old dimes and nickels and quarters and half dollars and dollar pieces before 1965, and when they actually did contain 90% silver. And so, you're correct, yes. And so, right now, really, what we call junk silver, and it's not junk, believe me, it's good stuff. But we call it junk silver, but it is it's really right now based on it's like 20 times face value. So what a dime would be worth $2, I think. At least last time I checked, I think it was about 20 times face value. So a dime would be worth $2. If it was the old Mercury dime or the silver dime. And then, of course, I've always been an advocate of buying silver and gold. In fact, people thought I was crazy back around 2007, 2008. I was telling everybody I knew, hey, you need to buy some silver, need to buy some gold. Back then when we were doing that, silver, Pat, was $9, $9 an ounce. And give me just a second, Monex, and I'll tell you what it is today. But back then, and so now I'm like, you know, it's hard to say, but it's like, hey, I told you so. Today, silver is $41.60 an ounce right this second.
Really?
$41.60 per ounce for silver. And back when we were telling people buy, it was about $9 an ounce. Back when we were telling people to buy gold, it was around $800 an ounce. Today, it's down $56 an ounce, but it's still at $1,819 an ounce. $1,800, over $1,800 an ounce. And of $1,000 per ounce since back when we were telling people to buy gold and silver. So now it's kind of like, you know, you almost just want to find those people today who thought you were crazy way back then, and buy silver, buy gold, or you got to be crazy. And so now with the prices, you can go up to them and say, na 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 na.
Oh, dear. Well, it'll be an interesting afternoon. I mean, certainly if there's so little silver. I mean, pretty much all the coins that are minted now are just nickel, right? They're zinc and nickel, and they don't have any silver or even very little copper in the pennies. In fact, I think pennies are worth the copper pennies are they're not even what is it? They're worth more for their meltdown value than they are as coins.
So. I believe it. So, all righty, we're going to go to the phone lines here. Caller number 7, and we'll see. I'll have you repeat the question. Caller calling in from area code 336. You're on the air with Andy and Pat. State your name and tell us where you're calling from.
Hi, Andy. It's Jessie again.
Jessie from?
North Carolina.
North Carolina. I couldn't remember. Okay, very good, very good. And, Pat, repeat the question, please.
Okay, Jessie, why do ducks watch the news? Do you know why ducks watch the news?
Because they want to see the feather forecast.
Exactly. It's so bad. It's really
the feather
groaner.
Forecast.
That's so funny, but it is funny.
It. Not the weather forecast, but the feather.
No, it's the feather forecast.
Oh.
They want to know what feathers to put
feather. On. Oh, that ranks up there as just plain bad, Pat.
Thanks. I knew you'd love it. I just knew you'd love it. You solicited it.
I did. Yeah, blame me. All right, Jesse, congratulations. You know the drill. Just send me an email to chickenwhisper@chickenwhisper.net, chickenwhisper@chickenwhisper.net, name, shipping address, and phone number. We'll get that over to our good friends at Heather at Ware Manufacturing. All righty, folks, that's going to wrap up another show, Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisper. We thank you for tuning in on behalf of Pat and myself and all of our great sponsors. Tune in tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And tomorrow, we'll welcome, Thursday, I think tomorrow is Richard Frudenberger and How to Improve Your Soil with Worms. That'll be tomorrow. Richard Frudenberger, publisher of Back Home Magazine. Bring your spiral notebook with CW on it because you're going to want to take some notes for tomorrow's show. And till then, we hope you have a blessed day and stay safe. And Pat, take it away.
Okay, great. Well, today our special guest was Arlena Schott of Garden Wise Living with Arlena. Oh, my goodness. You think it was Friday here today, Whisper.
You would think,
yeah. Got that air, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Anyway, and of course, thanks to our chat room chicken ears and all our listeners for listening in and tuning in and just hearing us rant sometimes. BlogTalkRadio.com provides the radio, the chat, and the video services. And, of course, Andy Schneider, where would we be without you? The Chicken Whisperer is the creator of this show and, of course, the wind under our wings. I'm Pat Forbin, and from all of us, absolutely all of us, may the flock be with you. Quoth the chicken. Evermore. God bless everybody.